Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Rolling through the 96 days of summer. That means more concert tickets, cash, and giveaways. Getaway weekends. I'm sorry, I can't.
You know what?
I can't even fake it. And I know I hate to keep complaining about this water in my ear.
No, you listen. Everybody, and I was telling people on Facebook Live, Mike has the water in the ear. You've had it for the week, and
for
it's just gotten worse.
Yes.
So,
I have put everything in my ear that I've been told to put in by you and by listeners and everything. So, I'm finally, and nothing has worked.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I'm going to the doctor today, and thank you very much to Monica for getting me in on short notice.
She's the best.
But I'm sure I'm going to go to the doctor now, and he's going to take one look and go, what have you been doing to your ear?
What'd you put in there? I personally would have just gone to the doctor to begin with,
right.
But I know you keep thinking it's going to go away.
Right.
And I had, it's so funny because when I, the first time I, well, I think I dove in your pool before I fell in it, and I got water in my ear, but it went away like the next day. It did the whoosh.
Oh.
And, but it was, well, it wasn't that bad, but I remember feeling, it was like, oh, there it is right there.
Yeah.
But yours has not done that.
And Jody has said the same thing. She goes, it lasted for about an hour.
Yeah.
And then, but like I said, I've been this guy that has been walking around and trying to stay on the, you know, the right side of the person because I can only hear out of, I'm that guy now.
I know. And I know it's kind of messed with you. And it does. I mean, it begs the question, I think, like, what could you do without one of your senses?
I would hate not to be able to hear.
You know, yeah, the hearing and your sight and your taste and,
right.
and your, you know, I mean, what. And some people say that would be the easiest because you can still see, you can
right.
drive, you can all that. But I don't know. I like music too much.
I like,
you know, things like that.
And then what I'm doing, I find myself, you know, probably talking louder than
but
I normally
you're not,
do.
But I know you think you are.
Or I'm not talking loud enough. I was with one of our sales guys last night at the 51s game.
Right.
And I said, because we were around a bunch of people, am I talking too loud? No, he goes, you're not talking loud enough. I can't even hear you.
So now you're undercompensating because
right.
I think I'm talking too loud, so I'm going to talk really quiet.
Oh, man. I know I'm going to say to the doctor today, will I be okay to go see Barry Manilow tonight? Why are you shouting, first of all? Why would you be going to see Barry Manilow?
Because he's cool. Because he's a badass. Shut up.
I'll be okay, right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Don't sit too close to the speakers at Barry.
Can't hear it.
Because he writes the songs, people.
Jody just kept saying, turn down the TV.
I know. It is.
Sunshine today, an excessive heat warning. High 114, 113 tomorrow. Some cloudy skies moving in by Sunday, 110, the high 88 now. By the way, for those people that have had this thing, they know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And as you said, you had it too for a while. So it's no fun, but we'll get it taken care of today. All right. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, if you don't know the story of Rosanna, the Toto song, she will tell you herself.
All right, got that. And some other stories after the cars. Just what I needed.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Little update on Demi Lovato. She's still in the hospital, but friends say that she's headed to rehab when she gets out a few weeks before her overdose. Apparently, her team tried to stage an intervention. Obviously, that did not work, but hopefully this will work. And everybody has said she wasn't trying to hurt herself. She's an addict.
Right.
You know, she's an addict. So hopefully rehab will help and she can stick with it. There's a new list, of the best shark attack movies of all time. Of course, it's Shark Week on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
Jaws, of course, number one. No secret there.
Mm-hmm.
Runner-up is Sharknado 2, Mike. The
really?
Second one. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
The Shallows, number three. Finding Nemo 4. Not really a shark attack movie.
No.
But that's number four. Number five, Open Water. That's the one. I don't know if anyone saw that movie.
That freaked me out.
Oh, it was weird. I couldn't wait for them, to die. The movie was awful. It was awful. It made me so uneasy.
That's where the
awful.
Two people come up after scuba diving and the boat has left and they're in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, I don't know if there's a movie that's ever made me feel so uncomfortable.
Right.
It's awful. It's awful. I don't know if it's awful. For me, it was awful.
Right.
Awful. Just eat them, sharks. Eat them.
Let's
end this
move
movie.
On.
Oh, Man. Well, you know what? Left turn for you. Rosanna Arquette, she was on Watch What Happens Live. A lot of people don't know that the song, Toto's song, Rosanna, how that is about her. Well, she explained it.
David Page wrote the song. I was going out with the keyboard player, Steve Porcaro, and then one night he came and David Page played the song for me. And, you know, so it's not really about me, but I was there and I was inspired by it.
I think she's being modest. I think there's more to it, but that is it. If you don't know the song, Toto's Rosanna, yes, Rosanna Arquette. And Billy Joel, I just always love to hear what he has to say. He tells the New York Times, he said, you know, Sting and Don Henley, myself, we all joke about starting a band together. Just for the hell of it, mm-hmm. he says. One of those super groups. You're together for like a couple years, right. And then that's it. And he said, I think it would be a blast, and I would actually consider writing songs in that type situation, some new songs. Mm-hmm. So I think it'd be a blast too. Yeah. Sting, Don Henley, Billy Joel. Are you kidding me?
And this is from the guy who was telling Elton John,
don't write new stuff.
Shut up, because you're.
Yeah, you're hurting your image by writing new songs that are crap. Don't do that. But with these three, you could write new stuff.
Yes,
yeah, you know, it would be great. By the way, my brother, I thought you'd appreciate this, over in D.C., went last night to see James Taylor and the Eagles.
Wow.
Yeah, said it was just great. He was sending me pictures the whole night. So that is my painfully deep take for this hour. You missed anything, you can always catch up on our show on our podcast. Oftentimes, even better than the real show. 96.3 KKLZ.
Love that song. Love that video. Talking Heads, Once in a Lifetime. Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Let me just tell you this real quick. I mentioned my brother Matt in D.C.
Yeah.
Went to see the Eagles and James Taylor. And he said, just want to let you guys know, great concert. Deacon Fry, Glenn Fry's son, looks and sounds just like a young Glenn Fry.
Kind of spooky.
I guess that's probably good.
If you're going to replace Glenn Fry, why not do it with somebody
that
not only looks like him, but sounds like him?
Yeah, definitely.
And it just happens to be his son.
No kidding. I don't know if my brother Matt knows that you wrote a paper on...
How does he not know? I thought everybody knew.
I know. I thought everybody knew that, too. James Taylor, my senior, Fire and Rain.
Yes, my senior paper.
Yeah.
My term paper. Sorry, folks. Inside stuff. Because I've told that story to everybody who would listen.
I love it.
It's one of the highlights of my high school career.
See?
One of the few.
I got to read that.
Not a lot.
You still have the paper?
I'm sure I do. First chance to win. Here you go. You win tickets for Styx out at Prim October 6th before you can even buy them. And then, of course, when you win, you're in. You're qualified for that beautiful weekend getaway down to the beautiful Dolphin Bay Resort and Spa in Pismo Beach. Caller number 9. Do it right now. 739-9636. Good luck. Congratulations, Brad Nickel. He is going to see Styx in October, Star of the Desert Arena. And, of course, when you win, you're in. So he's qualified for a 3-night stay at the beautiful Dolphin Bay Resort and Spa in Pismo Beach, California, including that $200 resort credit, food, beverage, maybe even a day at the spa. Mm-hmm. The Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet, and all a part of KKLZ's 96 Days of Summer. John Schaefer with news that we'll get to in a minute. But I want to play you a piece of sound. And for those parents that have gone through this, they know this sound. When you take your kid for, like, one of his first shots.
Yeah.
His or her first shots.
Oh.
Now, I don't know how old this kid is. I'm assuming probably about 4 or 5.
Right.
But listen to this. It ends up to be okay at the end. But like I said, Mom and Dad, you probably can relate to this and have heard this before.
You can close your eyes, sweetie. You don't have to watch me. This is just my hand. See, you're looking at me.
I can't.
I know. You can't look at them. Look only in my eyes. Yeah.
No, I can't.
Yeah, well, I keep looking at him.
You did it. Oh, my God.
What?
It's
And then Mom just laughs.
Uh-huh. Jeez.
Mom's on the laughing gas. That's our new laugh track on the morning show.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, as a parent, you tell your kid it's going to be, it's not that bad.
It's not going to hurt. It's going to be fine.
And before you know it, and you don't even know it. happens and bam, you're done.
Yeah, I'm looking at, and I got a little shot of him. I want to say he's maybe 5 or 6.
Oh, okay.
Right in there. So he's around Ethan's age.
And I know when Ethan went in for his first couple of shots, not as a baby, but as a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because they know a little better.
You got to hold them down, and it's just, it rips your heart out.
I know adults who react like that for shots, though, still.
Well, I have to go to the doctor today for water in my nose. Sure, I'm going to be the same.
I don't think it's going to give you a shot for
when
that.
When they come at him with the little aspen, the little sucker, and I'm going to go with him.
That's all I'm going to hear from Carla. Laughing. You don't have water in your ear. It's not that funny. Sunshine today, excessive heat warning again. Today and right through the weekend, of course, if you don't have to be out there. You know, I felt bad. I was driving around yesterday, headed down to the ballpark, and I saw a guy walking his dog with no footies or
on
the dog.
Oh, no little mucklucks or anything.
Whatever
like
they
that.
Call them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just And I felt bad for not only the guy because I think he was without a home, but the poor dog walking, a little dog, you know, one of those
little chihuahua type dog. Aw, man.
I found myself feeling bad for the dog going pick him up or something.
I know it. Yeah, that's tough on their little pads.
Be careful with your pets.
Do.
High 114 today, 113 tomorrow, 110 by Sunday, 95 now. Wanted to know, have you ever stayed with that person maybe a little bit longer than you because they had something that you liked or thought was cool?
That you particularly like?
Yeah. Going to talk about that here in a minute and tell you why. If we can.
Well.
Not sure if we could be that honest. Think about it, though. I think everybody has.
Sure.
We'll do it after Mellencamp. 710, have you ever found yourself staying with that person because they had something that you thought was pretty cool?
Well, yeah.
And
yeah,
you wanted to take advantage of it, maybe just for a couple of weeks more before you cut the strings.
And not that, no, everything's good, but I'm kind of seeing someone who has really good air conditioning. Man! Oh.
When you told me this, I thought to myself, you got to be joking.
No, really good air and just keeps me coming back. It just really does.
Nothing else.
No, a lot else, but that it's
but
really,
I understand
man,
that.
It's like, wow, and especially it's like this time of year, this is good. Yeah, I will come over. Sure. I'll be yes, now right now.
In fact, I'm there
good.
Now.
Yes, exactly. My air's fine. You and I have talked about this. I probably need to replace it. I got a little bigger place. They have a little smaller place.
Right.
It's like, this is
And we
great.
Live, our homes are a little bit older.
Yes, exactly. So there are areas that are a little warmer.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing? Do you want to, I can come over there. I mean, sure.
So in this relationship, as well as everything's going, this is almost like icing on the cake.
Is it ever?
You know.
You
oh,
go
we do
out?
This
no.
together, and we're having fun doing this, doing
no,
that.
I don't want to have dinner. I want to stay in.
Yeah. All by.
Air is awesome. Yes.
All by if you fly. I'll stay here.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? I got it. I got dinner. I got the booze. I'll bring wine.
Right.
But your air is so hot.
Anybody
oh my
else?
God.
Anybody?
It.
And it might be air conditioning at this point in time during the year. Of course, summer gets hot.
Well, you know. I mean, Mike, come on.
Anything else you can think of that you stayed with that person because you thought, I just hate to give it up.
Right.
I got sucked in.
And, this is so great.
And now if I break up, I lose that. 702-739-9636, KKLZ talk and text lines, which are powered by Centennial Toyota. Text in, or we'd love to hear from you. Just asking you this morning, have you ever stayed with somebody maybe a little bit longer than you wanted to, only because they had something you thought was cool or you enjoyed it, didn't want to give it up?
It's
Carla's
it's
in a relationship where the AC is the one, although things are going real well now.
Yeah, but that air conditioning, oh man.
Icing on the cake.
Oh, it's the best, just the best. This is funny. Nora says, yeah, I stayed because they own several boats. a Bayliner, 28-foot pontoon, and a sailboat.
That's a big one out here.
I know. It was a tough decision.
If you find someone with a boat, a nice boat or something,
yes,
she you'll stay as long as you can.
She said I actually waited till the end of summer. Lisa says, I stayed because his parents were so amazing. My parents were absolutely nuts. So it was really cool to have normal parents on the scene. And Scott says, typical in Las Vegas, I stayed because she had a pool. She was cool and all, but we just grew apart. But the pool was really nice. It was a huge, huge, gorgeous pool. Yeah. Saltwater to boot.
Wow.
Seriously.
Then you just suck it up and go.
Salt water to boot. My buoyancy was better. Jeez. Oh, my God.
And my bathing suit lasted a little bit longer than it normally. Kelly's on the phone. Kelly, what about you? Did you do the same thing and why?
I stayed because of his dog. I loved his dog.
That's exactly it.
So even though you knew it was over.
Past its expiration date.
Yeah, it was the dog.
I can't leave the dog.
Oh, that is too funny.
You know, it was heartbreaking, too. I stayed. I loved that dog. And that dog loved me. And he's lucky I didn't kidnap the dog. I love that dog.
I can imagine you calling him going, hey, listen, I'm going to come over. And him saying, well, I'm not going to be there.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's fine.
It's okay.
I'm spending the weekend.
Yeah, I still got the key. Don't worry about it. A lot of people leave because of the animals. And you stayed because of it.
She had a better relationship with the dog than with the guy at the end.
I get it, man. Yeah.
That is great. That is great. Thanks so much for the call.
All right. Have a good day. Bye.
I bet you that happens more often than not.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
I don't doubt it.
Nice dog. Nice cat.
Yeah. Have you met people? They kind of suck sometimes. So, you know, animals. Way easier.
All right. It's Friday. That means Vegas film critic Jeff Howard stopping by talking about the new Tom Cruise movie. We'll do that in about 7 minutes. Every Friday at about this time, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard is in studio talking about new movies coming out this weekend. And, of course, this weekend, the big blockbuster with Tom Cruise.
Not only is it a big blockbuster, this is going to change the movies.
Really?
I know.
It's, really? Because I've seen the Mission Impossible movies.
This is the sixth one. Right. And they're all fantastic. They're all great.
Yeah, they're all the same, though, Jeff.
No, they're not. Not this time.
Not to the movie eye.
Yes.
Oh, no. And to the audience member, too.
Oh, okay.
Because especially when you find out what Tom Cruise has done for you and his fans. He took on his own stunts like he normally does.
Right.
But this time he went above and beyond, literally.
Right.
Okay? Listen to the statistics real quick of this movie. It had 3,000 setups, 13 helicopters, 6 pregnancies, 5 hiatuses, 4 weeks of aerial photography, 3 continents, 2 riders, and 1 broken ankle.
Yeah, he broke his ankle,
when
I know.
You see him jump from one building to another and he kind of hits his chest.
Right.
He broke his ribs and his ankle and they were down for like 10 weeks.
Oh,
but listen to this. When he jumps out of a plane at 25,000 feet, it's called Halo.
Okay.
High altitude, low opening. That mask he wears.
Right.
So when you see him running out and jumping, he trained a year to do that. That is him driving the stunt cars in London. And I'm telling you, the plot is these plutonium devices have gone astray and he's got to find them. He had to save a team member or save the plutonium.
Right.
You know, save the world or his friend on his team. He chose his friend. So now he's got to track down these plutonium devices. Of course, that's the only thing you need to know. The rest of it is this insane 2.5-hour adrenaline ride. You've never seen anything like this. I mean, people came out shaking.
I will assume he runs.
Oh, he runs a lot in this movie. He runs a lot.
They say that how good his movies are is directly proportionate to how much he runs in the movie.
Oh yeah, there's a good jag where he just runs.
See?
I mean, it looks like he's like running for his life, which he is in the movie. I don't know how he pulled it off.
Simon Pegg said in an interview recently that he is amazing. He said, I don't know what he can do next. I guess he'll have to jump off the moon.
See, Carla, that's why I think after this, doing the next Top Gun movie, it's going to be boring.
Oh,
all he's doing is flying a fighter jet.
Yeah, exactly. Snooze.
Yeah.
But what about the female characters in the movie? Mrs. Moneypenny, is that who it is?
Yes,
she in
she's
it?
In it too.
Oh,
Rebecca Monahan. Yeah.
Yes. Okay,
yeah. Oh,
good.
Yeah. She's great. And the women are just as strong as Tom Cruise in this movie.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's pretty killer. Go see it.
Love it.
Follow him on YouTube and, of course, Facebook, VegasFilmCritic.com. It's all right there. Jeff, have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Boy, it's going to be hot today and right through the weekend. High today, 114, 113 tomorrow, 93 now as you start your day. Carla will have another take on some of her entertainment news here in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, they're doing a new Charlie's Angels. You might be surprised at who's in it.
Really?
Yes.
All right, we'll talk more about that and some other stories. Not to mention Backstreet Boys and dinner at Fleming's. Got those tickets to give away a little bit later on this hour. 8:40, we'll do that. Bee Gees, Night Fever.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Harlan's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
LeBron James, he's going to produce and star in a new HBO talk show called The Shop. Mm-hmm. It will be set in a barber shop, where LeBron and his guests will discuss just topical subjects. He says, when I was a kid, that's where everybody talked about everything.
Oh.
Sports, politics, music.
Yeah.
So that's where he's going to do it. He said it was just very real. Everybody was comfortable. So it's kind of a good idea. Jon Stewart will be one of the guests on that. As of now, Snoop will be one of the guests on that. A couple of basketball players, of course. So look for that on HBO soon enough. Kristen Stewart will be doing the new Charlie's Angels movie. I'm sure it'll be great, but, you know, people make fun because she's not a big smiler.
Right.
You know, not a lot of smiles.
Uh-uh.
But the other two angels, don't really know them, Naomi Scott and Ella Balinska, which is probably good, actually. I always think when you haven't heard of people or don't know them that well, it will be better. It'll be out next September. That will be coming out. And Mike Nesmith of the Monkees, he is recovering from quadruple bypass surgery.
What?
Yeah. He says, for some reason, I couldn't catch my breath. We got to Lake Tahoe. Then we went to Denver. The high altitude really bothered me. Couldn't get out of bed. It was agonizing. He said, I was using the words heart attack, but I didn't have one, I'm told.
Right.
However, it was congestive heart failure. So he had bypass surgery. I know. I know. It's taken him a few weeks, but he's doing better. And he should be back, you know, back out there shortly.
I felt like that after climbing that hill to the parking lot at Cashman Field last night. I go, oh, my God, I almost died. That's what I think is always going to happen when I go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Like for this ear thing, right. Water on, in
it's
the
like,
ear.
Yeah, your ear's fine, but.
Yeah. Or they're going to look in and go, oh, my God. Oh, my God, what? No, I'll be right back.
No. They're not. They're
okay.
Not this time.
And
anyhow.
Then bring in two or three other experts.
Look at this. They don't say anything.
Right.
No, you look at this. Oh, wow.
What do you think?
Take a look at this.
Let's go outside. What?
Is it his heart? It's my ear. I'm watering my ear.
Before you know it, I'm texting you.
I know. Listen, could you let Jody know? My God, they got a probe in me.
I got a flight for life. I'm off to.
Jeez. I got to go to
Mayo
the Mayo Clinic. Don't even joke. You're going to be good. A few hours, you're going to be good.
Okay.
That is my painfully deep take for this hour. If you missed anything, you can always get caught up on our podcast. It's simple enough. Go to our website, 96.3 KKLZ.
Got those tickets for the Backstreet Boys and dinner at Fleming's Friday. You know, it's Speak Out Friday.
Yes, it is, Mike.
We'll do that in about 9 minutes from now. Big Friday, it's another segment of Speak Out. Speak Out Friday.
Yeah. All
tickets
right.
for the Backstreet Boys. Dinner on us over at Fleming's. $100 gift card, West Charleston or Village Square. So all you have to do is figure out what Carla is saying. Now, you can either figure out the lyric or the name of the song.
That's right.
Either one will be good.
That's right.
All right. Uh-huh. And then text it to 702-739-9636 along with your name. So if you're the winner, we know who we're calling.
Yeah.
All right, here you go. Listen up, everybody.
Ain't nothing but a heartache. Ain't nothing but a mistake.
There you go.
That's easy. That one's easy. Yeah, I think that's easy. Yeah.
John?
Yeah, I think that's easy, too.
Yeah.
So
that's
I don't want to say
one of the easier ones. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You're not sticking with the first guest of something soy sauce?
Yeah, I heard something about soy sauce, but that was a different conversation, apparently.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right, going to play it for you one more time. Here it is.
Ain't nothing but a heartache. Ain't nothing but a mistake.
All right, so just text us what you think the lyric is or the title of the song from Speak Out Friday. Text it to 702-739-9636 along with your name. And if you're picked as the winner, then, of course, you have tickets for the Backstreet Boys over at Planet Hollywood. $100 gift card to Fleming's. Do it now. All right? So good luck. giving you a chance to win those tickets for the Backstreet Boys on another segment of Speak Out Friday. Mm. All you have to do is figure out what the heck Carla is saying. All right, out of all the winning answers, Michelle has been randomly selected. So, Michelle, tell everybody what Carla is saying on Speak Out Friday.
Ain't nothing but a heartache, ain't nothing but a mistake.
Boom, booyah, that's it right there.
You got the tickets.
Good job.
You're going
girl.
To see the Backstreet Boys.
Yes.
It's happening over at the Zappos Theater, Planet Hollywood, during their residency. Plus, dinner on us, a $100 gift card. You enjoy Fleming's, Town Square, or the one I like is over here on West Charleston.
All right.
Either way, you're going to have a great time. It's from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Also, since you win, you're in for that three-night stay at the beautiful Dolphin Bay Resort and Spa in Pismo Beach, California.
All I need is a date.
Yes. Well, if you're looking for somebody, I think Carla would be more than willing to go with you.
Yes.
We'll announce that winner on Monday morning. It's all a part of KKLZ's 96 Days of Summer.
I love you guys. Thank you.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by CSN. Never too late to enroll. Go to csn.edu. There's a guy in England who trimmed his hedges in the shape of a sexy lady, but now he's upset because, well, people are doing stuff to it.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
I think that's all I have to say.
Hey!
He's even thinking about getting an alarm to get...
Oh, jeez.
Why didn't he just get an air horn?
Get off my oleander!
You know, so what he says?
Yeah.
He sees somebody. Well, what did you expect?
I know, exactly. Exactly. But who's the dope, mister? Who's the idiot? Come on.
And even if you went by that, would you know it was a sexy lady hedge?
Well, it must be pretty, you know,
detailed.
Evident. But yeah, okay. I mean, good for him. Maybe he should get a job doing that.
Jeez. Edward Scissorhands.
Yes, exactly.
25-year-old guy in Maryland was arrested after cops saw him trying to break into parked cars last Thursday. But he tried to bribe the cops by telling them he worked at Krispy Kreme.
Oh, sure. Okay.
And he'd get them all the free donuts they want. I guess that didn't work.
Come on.
You know, a lot of cops will tell you that's just a myth that they always eat donuts.
Come on, man. Yeah, I know. Bribe you with that's great.
Krispy Kreme.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Oh, no. Hey, International Gardens Park Zoo in Cairo. They reportedly painted black stripes on their donkeys to make them look like zebras. There was a visitor, Mohammed Saran, says, we decided to take some pictures. We went to the zebra side. There was only one zebra came up to us, and the other one didn't move. But
right.
when it finally did come near me, I realized that's paint. That's black paint on the donkey. Oh, my God. The zoo denies the claim. They said,
that's not true.
This is a zebra. Look, this is
yeah.
a zebra. Don't look closely at it. Just
fake
it's a
news.
Zebra.
Fake zoo zebra. News.
Wow. Okay.
Poor donkeys.
Oh, my God. I know. Stand still.
I'm a donkey. Why are you painting stripes on me?
Oh, my God. Well, we need a zebra. We'll get you scale. If you act like a zebra, we'll get you scale. All right.
Anybody else want to audition? But just don't hee-haw.
No, yeah, camel, you're too tall. You can't do it.
Don't even open your mouth.
Yeah, don't.
Because once they hear
don't
the.
Kick
yeah,
back.
Don't kick.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No.
What? Whoa,
Wait, no, I'm a zebra. Shh, shh. Quiet on the set. Jeez.
The people are coming.
Take it down a notch, zebra. Jeez, you're low-key, remember?
Oh, my God.
Striped horse, just be good. And then a guy in Arizona, Mike, released from the hospital.
Even the other animals are going,
like, this
poor donkeys.
This is not going to work.
Did you hear what happened?
This is so not going to work.
Did stripes on
hear what they did to Dan?
I think it's coming to a close. Oh, I think the zoo is going to
I know. Don't look at him. He's embarrassed. Don't look at him. Don't look at him. He's been in the bathtub.
I mean, what's
day.
Next? They strap a couple of humps onto some pigs?
I know. Exactly. Yes, as a matter of fact, put little cat ears on a turtle. No, no, it's a lion. It's a lion.
It's a cat pig. It's a pig cat.
You know what?
I'm sorry. This has gotten...
No, I love it because it's such a great story. It just is.
I feel bad for the animals.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So do I. But somebody had to do it. No, that's it because I love that story too much. It's Friday. That's your other news.
As we do every morning, we wrap up the show with a feel-good story in a feature we call
Tell Me Something Good.
A dog named Lucifer. What good could come from that, huh? Well, he recently saved his owner's life. Larry Moore sleeping in the living room in Kansas, and a fire broke out. His smoke detectors were not working, however.
Wow.
Lucifer jumped on Larry's lap and, hey, dude, woke him up. Exactly. Finally woke up. He was in a pretty deep sleep, and yep. He got him up. They fled the home together. Larry suffered some smoke inhalation, but he is expected to be okay. Improper extension cords caused the electrical fire. But thank God for Lucifer, because they both got out alive.
Lucifer!
Wow.
What a great story.
I know.
I'm sure there's a lot of stories like that where, you know, and well documented, where you hear where these dogs, these family pets, in some way, shape, or form, save a member of the family.
People say that animals, they have that intuition. Cats and dogs. A lot of people say, like, with these recent storms, they didn't know. They, like, the cat would look or the dog would look, and then all of a sudden, a boom. It's like, wait, what? Whoa, hold on. Like
they can tell already what's coming.
Yep, they've got... That the animals can sense things. We're dumb.
Yeah.
We don't have the right extension cords.
I don't think she was joking.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, all right, settle down.
Enough.
Just a
Thank
donkey
you.
Painted like
All right,
a
we're getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Keep you busy throughout the workday. Looking forward to coming back next week. A big week.
Oh, my God. Is it ever? We will have tickets to see Stevie Wonder, 6:30 a.m.
Wow.
We'll be giving those away. The man, the myth, the legend.
Mm-hmm.
And at 8:30, more myths, more legends. Toto. We will have tickets to see Toto. It's going to be kind of a nice week. I wish I were a listener.
All right.
Jeez.
I know. Anything you missed on the morning show, catch up, keep up. You can do that with a podcast or listen to some showbiz news, interviews, and more. All that on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Wendy Rush going to keep you company. Don't forget, when you win, you're in for that three-night getaway down to Pismo Beach at the beautiful Dolphin Bay Resort and Spa. We will announce that winner 7:10 on Monday morning.
Excellent. And I'm just going to hook you up with the ear cam so we can see what's going on in your ear when you go to the doctor's.
I'm heading to the doctor now.
Whoosh, 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 whoosh.
Have a great weekend. Be careful. Be safe. We're back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.